someone who is expectant in this service this evening, let's lift up our voices in thanksgiving to God. Let's appreciate him for this is our service of restoration. Let's return all the glory to him. Let's return all the honor to him for all that God has done for us today, for the privilege to wait upon him. And the Bible says that those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Let's appreciate him for answers to all our prayers today. Let's appreciate him for renewal of our strength. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory for what you said to do in this service this evening. Take all the honor, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's ask God to send us our word again this evening. Let's ask God to speak to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, our word of restoration, Lord, send it our way. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, use me this evening to be a blessing to your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, I surrender to your will. None of me, O Lord, all of you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you praise and we give you all the glory. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let's put hands together for Jesus as we take our seat in God's presence. Praise the Lord. I am finally on the covenant highways of life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Congratulations. Amen and amen. This evening, I count it a great privilege from God and from God's servant to stand before the people of God to bring to us the teaching for this midweek communion service. And I pray that the grace of God upon God's servant and upon his ministry, that grace will walk through me today, and God will use me to be a blessing to someone in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you so much, sir, for this great privilege. Hallelujah. Our prophetic focus for the month of August has been, I will restore earth unto you. I will restore earth unto you. And the anchor scripture for this month is found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 17. And since the beginning of the month, in our week of spiritual emphasis and all through our midweek communion service, we are going to be looking at the teaching series, which is captioned, Meeting Jesus, the Great Physician and His Great Prescriptions. Meeting Jesus, the Great Physician and His Great Prescription. It's always very important for one to have an understanding of a thing, because when the understanding is lacking, engagement at times may not be to the highest. And that is why I will start with us this evening by saying that a physician is someone who is responsible for the promotion, for the maintenance and restoration of health of others through the study, diagnosis and treatment of disease, injury and other physical and mental impairment. In the same manner, Jesus Christ is also a physician. He is responsible for the promotion, for the maintenance and for the restoration of our health as believers. And it's not just a physician. Jesus Christ is a great physician. Why do I say Jesus Christ is a great physician? He is all manner of diseases and he is all manner of sickness. He does not need the support of any specialist to function as a physician. Most of our, with permission from our doctors in the house or online, many of them cannot function properly as a physician until they receive a report from a specialist for them to be able to function. But Jesus Christ is not in this category. He's a great physician. He does not need the support of any physician. He does not need the support of any pharmacist. He can do all things. He can heal all sickness. He can heal all disease. And that is why we call him to be a physician. And when a great physician, and when we ask our doctors, they will say, we only cure. We only care. But God is the one that cures. So that means all earthly physicians only care for patients. But Jesus Christ that we serve cures all sicknesses and all diseases. So that we can see from this that our God, Jesus Christ, is a great physician. And that is why the word of God speaks in the book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. It says, and Jesus went about Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of this disease among the people. And Jesus Christ, according to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, has never changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And because of that, he still is and delivers as in the Bible days today. As he was healing in the past, in the Bible days, as he was delivering in the Bible days, today, Jesus Christ is still doing it among us. Praise the Lord. He still goes about healing everyone oppressed of the devil, according to Matthew chapter 8, verse 16, and Acts chapter 10, verse 8. We need to understand also that, as like I said, Jesus still is today. But when he heals, sometimes the healing may be instant. Sometimes the healing may take process. It may take some time before one begins to feel the healing process. And that is what we see in the life of that leper. The leper that came to Jesus Christ and said that, if thou willest, in Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 to 4, please can you make me clean? And Jesus put his hand on him and said, I will that thou be clean. And Bible says that immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. But there's another one that had to go through process. And that was the man that was blind, who they brought to Jesus Christ. And they said they want Jesus Christ to touch him. What Jesus Christ did was, he took him, according to Mark chapter 8, verse 22 to 25, he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on the eyes, he put his hands upon him and he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked upon and said, I see men as trees walking. And after that, he put his hand again the second time upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. So we can see the two difference. Once God is healing immediately, another one had to go through a process before the healing could take place. In the two scenarios, Jesus Christ is still healing. So that what I'm passing across to us is that we may be having challenges. We might have been praying. We might have been fasting. We might have been engaging all the mysteries in the kingdom, and we don't see it immediately. It's not that Jesus Christ is not healing. His prescriptions are still as potent as they were in the past. They are still functioning now. So, but it's just a process. We need to be patient with God for him to complete what he wants to do in our lives. And my prayer is that all through this month, God define, we heal anyone caught sick among us in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, we are going to be looking at part 4 of our teaching series, which is Meeting Jesus, the Great Physician, and His Prescription. And we are looking at part 4. Jesus Christ is the only great physician who heals all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. He does not only heal, he also empowers us as believers, as his disciples, as his children, to also do the same. He empowers us to do the same. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, he says, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And verse 8 says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely ye have received and freely give. And in Luke chapter 9, verse 1 to 2, the Bible says, then he called his 12 disciples together again and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and heal everyone. By redemption, we are God's disciples. And by redemption, we are empowered to operate at the same level that Jesus Christ operated in. That means we are empowered to heal all manner of sickness, all manner of disease, using his precious, his great prescription. He has his prescription, as long as we engage every of his prescription, definitely we are going to manifest at that same level that he manifested. However, I would like to say that many people argue nowadays with the prescription of the great physician without knowing that they are doing so at the risk of their own life. Many people, they mock it. Some people even allow people to mock it. When you take your mantle, people will be mocking, what are you doing? They will be making jests of you, and you think that, oh, it's not really working. It's at a risk when we allow people to despise that great prescription that Jesus Christ has placed in our hands. We need to understand that that great physician's prescription in our hands is very precious, and they are for our well-being, and they are not to be, they have no side effect upon our lives. They are meant for our well-being, and there's no side effect. Medication, if a doctor gives us a medication, they may not tell you there's no medication that doesn't have any side effect. If you take even Tylenol, if you take Tylenol, it has side effect. But the prescription that Jesus Christ has given to us as believers, there is no side effect to it. So that is why we need to be happy that he gave us those prescriptions. When people are despising them, we need to stand our ground to say, no, I believe in what God has given unto me. It's potent, and he can deliver my healing. I pray that every prescription that we shall be receiving all through this month concerning our healing, Lord of heaven will cause them to walk in our hands in the mighty name of Jesus. He says in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 32 to 33, that ye shall observe to do, therefore, as the Lord your God has commanded you, ye shall not turn aside to the right and to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. I pray that this description will not fail us in the mighty name of Jesus. During our week of spiritual emphasis last week, we look at few of the prescriptions that Jesus Christ gave to us. God's servant told us on Wednesday, the mystery of faith. We look at the mystery of the mantle, and we also look at the mystery of the Passover blood. Today, let's look at another prescription of the great physician, and that is the mystery of feet washing. The mystery of feet washing. Feet washing has healing wonder in it. It's not just putting water down, dipping your leg into it, and it's just water. It's not water. It goes beyond water. It's a mystery in the kingdom for us to enjoy our healing. And what is feet washing? For a better understanding, feet washing is a spiritual medium through which we take delivery of our missing inheritance in Christ Jesus. It is a spiritual medium through which we take delivery of our missing inheritance in Christ Jesus. And we see this established in John chapter 13, verse 3 to 8, when Jesus Christ knew that God has given him all things, he wanted to connect the disciples to everything that God has given unto him, and he engaged the mystery of feet washing. But there was one man among the disciples that we all know, Peter the Rock. He stood against Jesus Christ. He said, no, you are my master. You can't wash my feet. And Jesus Christ said unto him in verse 7 of that passage that what I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. So we can see that the mystery of the feet washing is meant for us to be connected to our missing inheritance in Christ Jesus. And 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 shows us some of the inheritances that we have in Christ Jesus. He said, according as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain to life and to godliness, through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. And Revelation chapter 5, verse 12, gave us the 12-fold inheritance of every believer in Christ Jesus. He said, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, to receive riches, to receive wisdom, to receive strength, to receive honor, and to receive glory, and to receive blessing. These are all our inheritances in Christ Jesus. So when we engage in feet washing, we are connected to all these inheritances and we begin to manifest them. So let's look at mystery of feet washing as unveiled to us in that John chapter 13, verse 3 to 12 that we read. First of all, what is mystery? Mystery are defined secrets embedded in the pages of the scripture. They are defined mysteries embedded in the pages of scripture. Because over time, when we get home, we can read that John chapter 13, verse 3 to 12. But I'm going to paraphrase it. That in verse 3, Jesus made us to understand that everything that he got, God delivered them into his hands. God, he received everything from the Father. And in verse 4 and 5, his intention was to connect the disciples to all these inheritances so that they can also begin to exercise the same authority, the same power that he had. But Peter, like I said, stood against this, and at a point after Jesus Christ responded to what was not clear to him, his eyes were open. And in that verse 8, Jesus Christ established to us that the feet washing established the core benefit of feet washing to us, that it is meant to release our part in Christ Jesus. And among others, the mystery of feet washing purchased the saints, making us clean every week in verse 10 of that same passage. So we can see that all these things, they are mystery. If we don't go through the scripture, there's no way we will know that all these things are already packaged for us as believers. What is then in feet washing for us as believers? Quickly. Number one, health and longevity is in feet washing for us as believers. We see it in Deuteronomy 33, 24 and 25, and also in John chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. In John chapter 5, verse 1 to 4, Bible says that after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a five multitudes of impotent folks, of blind, of halt, of withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first after the troubling of the water step in was made whole whatsoever disease he had. So anytime we engage in this mystery of feet washing, we must see it as a pool of Bethesda set before us, meant to swallow up everything meant to destroy us. Everything that the enemy has set as disease, as sickness, ravaging our lives, it is meant to deliver us from there. And that is what we see in the life of one of our brothers. We've heard the testimony from our father in the faith, Bishop David Oyedepo, several times, or Brother Bidemi, who had a cancer. He was in the hospital. He went through chemotherapy. He went through all the dialysis, everything they could do on him, but he was still lying down on the hospital bed. And according to his testimony, there was a day he got connected to Canaan, and that day was a day of feet washing. And that day, he partook of that feet washing. As Bishop was praying, he was saying amen. And at a point in time, he slept off. And when we woke up, what he discovered was that every trace of cancer in his life disappeared, and everything about him was regenerated. And he also saw that the water that was placed down as the pool of Bethesda was looking like a palm wine, like palm wine in a bowl. So that is what the mystery of feet washing has the capacity to do. And my prayer is that anything that the enemy has orchestrated to kill anyone in this assembly, God of heaven, as we engage in this ministry, in this mystery, it will answer for us, and those things will be swallowed up in victory for us in the mighty name of Jesus. The other thing is, what is in feet washing for us is that it gives us all-round cleansing power. It offers to us all-round cleansing power. In John chapter 13, verse 10 that we read before, Jesus said to him, "He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every week, and ye are clean, but not all." So when our feet are washed, we are washed all over our body. The entire body, our entire body is washed. And that is what happened to Naaman. Naaman, messenger was sent from Elisha to Naaman. He said, "Go to River Jordan, just soak yourself there 7 times, and on the 7th time, you are going to receive your healing." The story was long, but at the end of the day, what happened to Naaman was in verse 14, he went and he dipped himself inside River Jordan. And Bible said that according to the saying of the man, his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was made clean. My prayer is that anything that is unclean in our lives, anything that may stand as blemish, as we engage this mystery personally or as families, God of heaven will cleanse them all the way from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We must continue to see the water that we set before us when we engage in feet washing as River Jordan, where all blemish of our lives shall be washed away in the mighty name of Jesus. Another wonderful testimony was a woman who was pregnant for 3 years. She could not deliver. She was carried. It became a shame unto her for a woman to carry pregnancy for three years, not delivering. But when she engaged in mystery of feet washing, at that moment, she said, "I felt some movement in my body." And as her feet was being washed, she delivered that baby that the enemy tied in her for 3 years. I pray everything that the enemy tied in our lives that will not give birth to, as we engage in this mystery, God of heaven will cause us to deliver them in the mighty name of Jesus. What is in feet washing for us again? It gives us access to all our missing in redemptive rights in Christ Jesus. John chapter 13, verse 8, we already read it. Jesus Christ said, "If I don't wash your feet, you have no part in me." And as by saying that, Peter allowed Jesus Christ to wash his feet and was connected to all the missing redemptive rights that Jesus Christ carried. Our missing redemptive rights include supernatural victory over all power of the enemy. Deuteronomy 33:25 says, "Thy shoe shall be iron and brass. As thy days, so shall your strength be." This means when we engage in feet washing, our feet are empowered. And when our feet receive empowerment, we are able to trample upon every spiritual serpent, every spiritual scorpion, and over every power of the enemy. What we cannot do before, when we have our feet washed, God of heaven empowers us. And Luke chapter 10 verse 19 says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpent and upon scorpion, and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Nothing that the enemy does will hurt anyone in the mighty name of Jesus. Another redemptive right that we have is that when our feet are washed, it gives us supernatural breakthrough. It gives us supernatural breakthrough. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19, verse 19, my emphasis, he says, "The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like the hind feet. He will make me to walk upon my high places." And in Joshua chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Every place that the soles of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you as a possession, according to what I've done for Moses." As I round off, let us note that we don't have to wait for when a special service will be organized in the church for feet washing. This mystery of feet washing can be engaged, as we have heard in that announcement, as individuals. It can be engaged as families in our homes. And my prayer is that this mystery will continue to work for us in the mighty name of Jesus. As we engage this mystery, we should continue to expect supernatural victory. We should continue to expect supernatural breakthrough. We should continue to expect healing and deliverance. And we should continue to expect supernatural renewal of our strength in the mighty name of Jesus. praise the living Jesus. If you have been blessed this evening, let's rise up on our feet. Let's rise up on our feet and give God thanks for the sent word again. Jesus Christ has opened unto us again that great physician prescription, which is feet washing. Let's ask God that, God, I pray unto you as I engage this mystery in my life, in my family. Let this mystery answer for me all through this month and beyond in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you praise and we give you all the glory. This evening, I would like to give someone an opportunity. You don't have any identity with Christ. If you are engaged in feet washing, it's just a mere religious act that cannot deliver. But if you want that mystery to work in your hand, you need to have you need to be identified with Christ. So all eyes closed, all head bows, anyone online or on ground who has not given his life to Christ and wants to confess him today, let's say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Forgive me all my sins. Today, I confess you as my Lord and as my Savior, and I receive you into my life. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. It's as simple as that. Please, if you confess that, send us the testimony of your salvation through the number that is shown on the screen, and God of heaven will ensure that you are established in the faith. And if you are in-house, we have all our pastors around. Please, after the service, see me or see any of our pastors around, and we will help you by the grace of God to see that you continue in this journey in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's put hands together for Jesus.